Shalom, brethren, this is the last audio I'm going to record for today. I really need to stop here. It's now 12 o'clock. Today is June, Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, it is Sivan 17. Hallelujah. And we are talking about the heart of man, the number 6 from a Hebrew perspective. We are talking about the circumcision of the heart, preparation for judgment, basically, because we are in the days of Noah, we're in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, we're in the days of much evil, and we really need to guard our hearts against evil, because our hearts are the throne room of Yahweh. That is where all decisions concerning our lives are made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our hearts are supposed to be the throne room of Yahweh, not the throne room of the devil, but rather the throne room of Yahweh. For the word of Yah says that out of the heart flows the issues of life. Out of the abundance of the heart flows the issues of... No, out of the heart flows the issues of life. There's another scripture that says, out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaketh. So Proverbs chapter 4 verse 3:23 says, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. This scripture is a little bit complicated to explain, and is something that was actually touched on some weeks back when we were talking about the unclean versus clean. In Leviticus chapter 23, what I just read, sorry, was actually in Matthew 15. And all those evil things that have been mentioned, if you read the Ten Commandments, you'll see that they are all mentioned in the Ten Commandments. So you can see that we need to work out what the opposite of each of these things are and ask Yahweh to help us harbor the good things, the good fruit, rather than the evil fruit. But in a nutshell, the fruit, the good fruit, is the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh, that is mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For such there is no law. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For such there is no law. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, for such there is no law. Then Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. May the Lord Almighty Yahweh help us to guard our hearts against the evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality of all kinds, which includes LGBTQ+, theft, false testimony, slander, which creep into ETC, and many other things, which creep into our hearts and pollute us as the branch or that comes off the true vine. When our hearts are evil, we cannot produce good fruit, And therefore, we have no good fruit to present before Yahweh. And when we have bad fruit, the chances of making heaven for eternity are very slim. Let's just say slim to none. Because it means you've been sending your building materials to hellfire to build the pit in which you would dwell if you ended up there. So rather than us build the pit in hell, let us send our building materials to heaven so that Yahushua can complete the mansions that he is building for us in the heavens. Because it says in John, I think verse 14:2, that in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would not have told you. Meaning, he is the truth, and what he is saying is the truth. Remember, Yahushua HaMashiach is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. So, the heart of man is deceitful, wicked above all things. This is something we need to take note of, because it is what associates us with the number six. The number six. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Witches and wizards are very good at hiding their wickedness. You know, they are full of hypocrisy. I know a lady in a church I attended once. When you're new to that church, and especially you are a youth, she would always approach you and ask for your name, your first name, your surname, ask for your parents, your mother's name. She would, I think she would even ask for the address and phone number. And I always wondered why. It wasn't until one day my husband and I were just talking, and I didn't even bring it up. And he let me know of that very lady. And he told me that what the spirit of Yahweh revealed to him, that she was a witch, a very powerful witch in the spiritual realm, who was hindering marriages from manifesting. And it wasn't until he conquered that witch that marriage began to manifest in that church. Witches and wizards have a habit of coming in goodness. They know how to hide. This is why we need discernment, because the flesh is so deceiving. Yahweh has told America in a prophecy 49 that there are many people who are coming to them as friends, but they are holding a knife at their backs. We need spiritual discernment so we can know who we are talking to. Many people come to us with a facade. They come to us in goodness, with a goodness image in the flesh. But when you peel deeper, you will see that in the spiritual realm, they are holding a knife against you. And they are ready to kill you at every opportunity possible. The heart of man is deceitful and above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Hallelujah. Yahweh told Samuel something very interesting about the heart of man. I've forgotten what it is. I've been trying to remember what it says, but I've forgotten. But let me search. I think it says, But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord Yahweh does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And the Lord says, a true Jew, a true believer in Him. Remember that when you give your life to Yahushua, you are a Jew according to Romans 11, because you are washed by His blood, and He too was a Jew. So you are to be a Jew. You are a true Jew when your inward appearance is holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. When people were picking Saul as king, Shaul as king, they were looking at the outward appearance. People are currently looking at Donald J. Trump by his outward appearance to determine that he is a good man, that he's the one that can conquer the swamp of the cabal who are working against mankind in this evil world. They are seeing him as the savior of America, who can make America great again. This is why Yahweh is calling Trump a King Shaul of this day and age. He is somebody that is, you know, his height is similar to what King Shaul's height was. Because Saul was a tall man. So his appearance was attractive to many people. And he didn't campaign, but for some reason they just felt he was the suitable person to become king. The same way they are seeing Trump as the suitable person to become the president of America. And many people want him to remain there forever. Some are even worshiping him. They don't know they are setting themselves up for the worship of the anti-Messiah, who is, you know, revealed to us in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 18 as Barack Hussein Obama. So people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Let us be like King David and be the people that are after the heart of God. A man after the heart of God. A man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. A man after God's own heart. 1 Samuel 13:14 says, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be a captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Do you see how Yahweh is relating being after his own heart with doing his commandments? It's all about his commandments. And we are in the season of Shavuot, the season of Pentecost, the season of celebrating the giving of the Torah, the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, the baptism by holy fire. It's not by mistake that Yahweh chose to release the Ruach HaKodesh on the sixth day of creation. It was on the sixth day that we lost the Holy Spirit in the Garden of Eden, and he chose to restore the Holy Spirit to us on the sixth day of creation. Hallelujah. After seven holy men, the final one being Moses, had helped to draw the Holy Spirit back to the earth one by one. I mean, heaven by heaven. Because Holy Spirit, after going up to the first heavens, she started to go up one heaven after the other until she returned to the seventh heaven, in line with the level of sin on the earth. As sin increased on the earth, she went up a level. As sin increased on the earth, she continued to go up a level until she reached the seventh heaven again. then it had to take seven holy men to bring her back, the first one being Abraham, the friend of Yah. I am a friend of Yah. I am a friend of Yah. I am a friend of Yah. He calls me friend. I am a friend of Yah. I am a friend of Yah. I am a friend of Yah. He calls me friend. So the word commanded is written about two times in that sentence in verse 14 of 1 Samuel 13. And we see in Acts chapter 13, 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave their testimony, and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. So it's all about fulfilling the will of Yah. Matthew chapter 6 says, let your will on earth be as the will in heaven. So what he is looking for is for us to be after his own heart. After his own heart, by doing his commandments. When we do his commandments, there is peace. Peace reigns on earth. Hallelujah. And that is what it means to be called the salt of the earth and the light of this world. Friend of God, the Bible phrase friend of God is found in James chapter 2, 23, which says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. One more scripture I need to read. We cannot go without saying this. And I also want us to remember that the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Vav. The letter Vav, which is a connecting letter. And this is why Yahushua HaMashiach is called the restored Vav, while Adam is called the broken Vav. Adam breaks the connection between heaven and earth through his sin. Remember, men are called to be leaders. So even though Eve sinned, Adam is the one on which the blame falls. He is the broken vow. He led, when he ate of the fruit, forbidden fruit, he led to the breaking of the connection between heaven and earth. He led to the breaking of us going into the throne room boldly. You're not talking to Yahweh, seeing Yahweh face to face at any time. He broke that connection. And after his sin, Yahweh did not show his face to him his entire life. Whenever Yahweh wanted to appear to him face to face, he sent his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the mediator between mankind and Yah. So Adam is the broken vav, Yahushua is the restored vav. And that vav in the Hebrew Bible, when they are writing in Revelation 13:18, the number of the beast, it is vav, vav, vav. 666. Vav, vav, vav. And this is why Barack Hussein Obama, during one of the 9/11s, I think when he was president, during one of the commemorations of 9/11, he wrote on the wall, we will, whatever, we will, and we will. He knew why he wrote we, because letter W is used when writing the letter Vav, the Hebrew letter Vav, which is number 6, has the value, the gematria value 6, and is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So he was basically writing his number, which is the number of the man of sin, the man of perdition. Because instead of writing vav, you can write wow, W-A-W. So Revelation 13:18 says, here is wisdom. Let that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. When Apostle John or Yahuchanan had the revelation of this number, of this mark of the beast, he did not see 666. He saw Bismillah, because that's what it is. He saw the Arabic. So you need to go into the Arabic to understand the mark of the beast. You need to go into the Greek, which is, I think, something chastigma, chizistigma. And you need to go into the Hebrew. You have to combine the Arabic, the Greek, and the Hebrew to understand what the mark of the beast is. Then he says to us, if we want to understand who the man is, we have to also look into that number. So the only way for you to understand who the man is to read Luke 10:18. It's complicated. If you go and break down the names of Barak Hussein, if you read the Hebrew Bible, in Luke 10:18, you'll see the name Barak, and you'll see the name Obama. Obama. And when you put those names together and you count the numbers behind those letters, you'll see that they lead up to the number 666. So it takes a lot of, a bit of work to understand, and you can't understand it in the English Bible. You have to dig deeper. This is why Yahweh is telling us to read the King James Bibles alongside the Hebrew Bibles. That's why Yahweh also says, here is wisdom. Wisdom from the Holy Spirit, not wisdom from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It has to be wisdom of the tree of life. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So I can't talk about June 6 and how the number 6 is crucial to understand without mentioning Revelation 13:18 and Luke 10. I would have loved to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 as well, but anyway, we read it about 2 weeks ago, so if you can refer to those audios, it would be good. But yes, if you can read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and relate it to what we are teaching now, which, you know, is all about talking about the coming of the man of sin, who is also known as the man of perdition, known as the anti-Messiah, known as the Antichrist, known as the predator, known as I can't think now, there are various titles. Anyway, he has various titles. Is the one that has the I think the lamb of a mouth, the mouth of a lamb, or looks like a lamb but he's actually a wolf. So he's got various descriptions, but he's also described as a beast in Revelation 13, and truly he is a beast, because Yahweh has revealed this to me in a dream. Hallelujah. And he is the sixth and eighth king of Mystery Babylon, which is USA. Donald Trump is the seventh king. And this is why Donald Trump has to come back to office to complete what he started, so that he can usher in the anti-Messiah's reign on earth. Hallelujah. So the number 6 is crucial to understand. The vav is a connecting letter, and this is why you will see this letter used a lot when talking about the building of the tabernacle of Moshe, because the tabernacle of Moshe is a connecting point to the, is the beginning of the connecting point to the heavens, a connecting earth to heaven. Remember, it's the dwelling place of Yahweh, and it was considered to be Kadosh, Kadosh, holy, Kadosh. So Vav is hook. It means hook, hook, hallelujah, hook, hallelujah, hook, hook, Hallelujah. So, you remember that one of the word vine means starts with the letter V, and the vine has all kinds of connecting points. The vine is Yahushua HaMashiach, and off the vine comes the branches. Hallelujah. Off the vine comes the branches who are us. Hallelujah. 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 So anyhow, I had said this is the last audio, and it has to be the last audio. I cannot record another audio after this. I think I've stayed longer than expected while doing this. I also want us to note that King Charles chose to be crowned on the 6th of May for a reason, because the number of six represents the fallen state of man. Hallelujah. And interestingly, it also represents the restoration of mankind, because when Holy Spirit is restored to us and He begins to live inside of us, and we become the temples of the Holy Spirit or Ruach HaKodesh, that is the, our drawing us closer to perfection. Hallelujah. To perfection, the way we are supposed to be in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So King Charles specifically chose the 6th of May because he is a fallen angel, he's a demon in mankind's body, and they love the number six, they love the number 13. In fact, we should be aware of the day 13th of June, because a lot of evil will obviously be done on that particular day, and is done on a yearly basis, and even in the past we've seen that day being used by Biden to come here and meet the Queen and the deal kinds. So, and it's linked to the 613 commandments. That's another thing we need to remember. There are 613 commandments within the Torah, and there's a reason for that. It has to include the numbers 6 and 13 for a reason, because of the rebellious nature of mankind, and the sin of rebellion is as witchcraft also. So I can't go into the issue of the letter Vav. I just want to say a quick prayer and round up. But I also just want us to note that it's quite interesting that in the first month we see redemption happening. This month of Nisan, as per Exodus 12, 1 to 2. And the Aleph letter represents Yahweh. In the second month, we see healing, restoration. And the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the Bet, which is associated with Yahushua HaMashiach. Then in the third month, we see Yahushua Ruach HaKodesh come down upon us, and the Torah being given to us. And the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the Gimel, which is associated with Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, and is associated with the grace. With Ruach HaKodesh came grace. We were given more room to understand the commandments and to, repent of our sin. And let's also remember that Yahweh started off with redeeming Israel, but he was drawing a picture of what he was going to do for everyone, including Gentile, because Simeon says, "A light to reveal your will to the Gentiles." All right, Father, in Yahushua's name, we thank you for this opportunity to study your word. Thank you for the many revelations you've given unto us. We ask that you have mercy on us in any way. We have hardened our hearts towards you. We've, allowed stoniness in our hearts. We've allowed the inclination of mankind to get the best of us. Father, forgive us for being passionate towards sin. Forgive us, Lord, for everything that, for entertaining evil thoughts, for entertaining the evil intentions. Father, have mercy on us and give us the power to overcome sin and death. Give us the power, Lord. Empower us every single day to overcome the devil, Abba Yahweh. For you have the power and the authority, Yahushua HaMashiach, as you have told us in Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 10. Abba Yahweh, empower us the more to overcome and circumcise our hearts, Abba Yahweh, to the glory of your name. Let your divine presence be in and around us everywhere we go. Let your holy fire burn within us and around us, and destroy every evil that clings on to us in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed be your holy name, Abba Yahweh. In Yahushua's name we have prayed all this. Amen. Amen. This is Sister Perpetua Shulamit of Yahushua HaMashiach, the chief cornerstone ministry. Shalom, brethren, and have a blessed day.